So when he said, come and seek me, it's the inner man. So, you know, we're coming after the Lord today, not by form or ritual. We're coming by a hunger of a heart. We're seeking after the Lord. And he said, when you told me to do it, I responded to you with my inner being. Psalm 27, same book, verse 14. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. And don't be impatient. Be entwined with the Lord. Be brave, courageous, and never lose hope. Be entwined. See, my heart's desire, my pumping of my heart tonight is I'm going to seek him with my inner being, but I want to be entwined with him. So even as we're sharing this, why don't you make that a prayer? You may want to do that right there. Just close your eyes. You may want to just posture yourself in prayer, lift your hands, however, but just let him know that you want to be entwined with him. Father, that's my heart's desire. That's my focus tonight, is to be entwined, Lord Jesus, with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. I want to relay something just in a few minutes, and we're going to go right into our worship and our soaking time, and I'll give you some instruction on that. But in John chapter 4, Jesus meets a woman at the well. And this woman at the well is a woman of questionable character. And Jesus sits down with her and has a dialogue, and many of you know the chapter, but I'm going to point out just a few verses, because in verse 12, after he had told her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. She says, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jacob gave this well to Joseph at Sychar. And, you know, many theologians believe that's where Jacob had this encounter with God in Genesis 28, when the heavens opened up. And remember, Jacob in that account in Genesis 28 said, oh my gosh, this is none other than the house of God, and I didn't even know it. So he had this revelation that it was the house of God. He had an awakening. And every one of us need an awakening to the very presence of God, right? We need an awakening. And you've had that awakening, but you know, we need subsequent awakenings. But here, Jesus is teaching us something about an awakening. He's saying, okay, I got you. Yeah, this is Jacob's well. Yeah, he had an awakening. But you have been awakened to flow in the miraculous. You have been awakened to operate in the realm of the Spirit. And she wasn't getting that, but Jesus goes on in the dialogue in verse 13. He said, whoever drinks of the water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst, but the water that I give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. We're saying, look, Jacob had an encounter with God. He had a Bethel experience, and that was awesome. But you have to go beyond that. You have to go beyond the awakening in your spirit, because there's so much more, because you need a fresh encounter. Really, what Jesus was saying is, yeah, that's Jacob's well. Yeah, he had an awakening, but you need a fresh encounter. And so he says in verse 16, Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. Now, they weren't talking about family. They were talking about Jacob and an awakening, and they were talking about living water, and then all of a sudden he says, go call your husband. And the reason why he said that is because she hungered for the living water. She hungered for a fresh touch. And I just want you to just ponder this for a minute tonight, because many of us have had an awakening, but for us to operate in the supernatural, we have to go call our husbands. In other words, Jesus was saying, living water is going to flow out of your belly, but there's something in you that needs to be removed. So I want to open up something in you that's going to release this flow. So he said, go call your husband. And she responded and said, I don't have one. And he said, well said, for you have had five, and the one you're with now is not your husband. The other day we were ministering to a group of young people, and a word came about the past. A word came about visiting something. Was it the old house, teen? I can't remember. And we were ministering in that word, and suddenly I went back to an elevator experience that I had with my sister. And I dealt with rejection most of my life, and so I think you know some of the story, but I can't give you the details, but it was very painful for me. And this one time I was coming out of Mercy Hospital, Lorain Community Hospital. I was coming down the elevator. The elevator's doors opened. I went to get off, and my sister was standing there waiting to get on. When she saw me, I said hello to her, and she turned her back to me like this. And I tried to speak with her. She wouldn't speak with me, so I walked out of the elevator and went to the car. While I was ministering to this young man about going back to this old place or to visit, I can't remember the word that came now, but God took me to this elevator. He took me to this elevator. I'm like, what am I doing in this elevator? And he asked me this question, who was on the elevator with you when that happened? And I went, I don't know, nobody, I don't think. And I said, wait a minute, you were on that elevator with me. And he goes, yeah, I was on that elevator with you. And now that you know that, now that you went back and brought your husband, I took you hand in hand and we walked to the parking lot with not grief, but with great joy, because even though they rejected you, I was with you the whole time. So suddenly now I went to the elevator and got off a different man. This is what Jesus was trying to minister to this woman. He said, go get your husband. In other words, go to the elevator. There's a reason why you go from man to man to man to man trying to meet these needs, and you have not missed me. You've missed me in these moments. And so she went, she began to understand what Jesus was saying, that he wanted her to be opened up. This was an area that needed ministry, so he gave a word of knowledge to her. So not only an awakening, but flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. And in verse 20, in verse 26, Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Suddenly she had this awakening, she had this revelation of Jesus in her elevator. She had this revelation of Jesus in her life that she was missing, that she was trying to fill with all these men. And now she puts Jesus in that place. She gets revelation because she had an encounter of worship with him. Now, I can't go through the whole thing because I'd be talking too long, because that's not why we're here, but I'm helping you to kind of seek out your husband tonight, your elevator experience. In other words, we're going to go into time in the presence of the Lord, and God is going to take you to places as you are spirit-led, and he is going to show you that he was with you all the time. He was there on that couch. He was there in that elevator. He was with you when you went through that trauma, and he's going to bring living water or bring healing to you. Then the woman in verse 29 leaves Jesus and goes to the city and says, come see a man who told me all the things that I ever did. I just met this guy and he's like popping the supernatural all over my life. And he's letting me know what I have done. You need to come check him out. Could this be the Christ? In verse 30, then they went out of the city and came to him. So, all things I ever did. And tonight, that's really what we're looking to do. And if you can begin my CD there and just put it on behind me softly. It is where we're going to go. So here's the ground rules. There are none. We're going to take the next chunk of time, and you can walk all over this auditorium. You can lay prostrate on the floor. You can lay in the back chairs. You can come up on this step and lay. You can go on that platform if you want to. And you can just soak in the presence of the Lord and hunger for the presence of the Lord. And I would recommend you take a paper or a pencil, maybe jot some things down if the Lord shows that to you. And then when we're concluded with that, we'll go into a prophetic release time, okay? How's that sound? Sound good? All right, turn it up. I will break open mysteries with my music, and my song will release riddles solved. So for the next 20 or 30 minutes, seek his face. Come on, let's do it. Says, can't you see me turning toward your mercy seat as I lift my hands in surrendered prayer? Tonight, what I want us to do is move into a time of just ministry personally. So just keep your posture before the Lord. You don't have to move, but a couple guys could help me and just separate some chairs. You could put maybe four up on the platform and some chairs down between here and the front, if you will, and just keep the music playing, if you don't mind. And then what I want to do is, those that are prophetic in nature, you minister in prophetic words. We're going to release you here in a minute, but for those that Psalm 28, verse 2, said, Lord, I'm just coming to your mercy seat. And you're just lifting your hands in surrendered prayer. We just want to just wait on the Lord and see what God would have for you. And kind of have to separate them and give room. So in between, yeah, separate, yeah. Give some room in between, yeah. There you go. Just kind of spread them out there. Thank you, Lord. So that's good. Yeah, just kind of spread them out. Doesn't matter, yeah. You're going to have to give a little more room between these here so people could have room to minister. Okay, so here's what I'd like for you to do. If you're in this section here and you just want personal ministry, then I just want you to get up from where you are and have a seat in one of these chairs and sit down. And the same with here, just come and find a seat up on the platform or sit over here and just, that's good, yeah, that, yeah, maybe one or two more, maybe. Okay, so if you just want personal ministry, just come and sit in one of these chairs, and we're going to wait on the Lord. And while they're doing that, I just want to ask if anyone can quickly give me a testimony of maybe what God was showing you during that soaking time. Anybody? Okay.
I was laying prostrate on the floor. The Lord took me high above a valley. And this valley was dry and barren. And it was death. Nothing was growing. It was dry. No, there was no green, no vegetation, nothing. Anything that went in, it died. Then the season changed. The winds blowed. The refreshing rain came in. That was death is now alive. It was green. It was plush. It was vibrant. It was full of life. And there are seasons in our life that we are in a place of death. And now is a time where life is beginning to blossom. And that was, which we thought was dead, it actually is alive.
I want to ask for prophetic ministers, okay, two for each chair, to come behind them. So people that flow in prophetic, you release ministry that way. I want you to come and have two behind each person, if you will, please. Okay. Those of you that were at our potential conference, this is your moment. So we need you to come and minister. And it doesn't matter if you're not on the prophetic team here. We'll weigh your prophecy, you know. So just be a part of it. If you move in prophetic at all, we want you to come and begin to, two in each person, if we can, get a team and minister behind each one of these individuals. And just as the Lord leads, begin to speak into their life, okay? All right, awesome. Is anybody else? There's some over here that we need some more people. So if you're sitting there and there's no one there, just hang on. Somebody will get there. But just as the Lord prompts you, just release those. Those are for those individuals that won't be public. But another testimony of maybe what God has shown you while we're moving here, during that soaking time, you say, boy, the Lord revealed something about my elevator experience or whatever it was. Just come on up here. I just want to hear it. Hear what God did. Tonight, if you're sitting here and there's a need for healing in your body, physical healing in your body, would you just stand up? Physical healing. Okay. And there's an area of your body that I keep getting, and it's in the lower abdomen. And in the lower abdomen, there's some, I don't know what it is, but that could qualify for a lot of things. But if that resonates at all, you say, yeah, that's me, then I need you to come out from where you're standing and just stand across the front here. Or maybe, yeah, I guess across the front here. Lower abdomen. Uterus. I get that word too, down here. So just stand across the front if that's you. We want to pray for you. Amen. So ministry team, altar ministry team, need you to begin to release and pray for each one of these. Amen. If we have ushers here, I don't know where you are, if you are here, but we need you to come up and help us as well. Amen. Now, if you stood for healing and I didn't give a word about that, that's okay, unless Troy has a word. Do you have a word on something? Not right now. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna lay hands on them and pray for them. Those of you that are standing there right now for healing, I want people around you to look at those that are standing, and then would you mind going to them and just laying hands on them and praying for them? Maybe the Lord will give you a word about it. I want you to release the word, maybe a word of knowledge, and just pray a prayer of faith. But this is for prayer up here, lower abdomen, uterus. I kept getting that word as well. And so we're just going to pray. You can just turn that up a little bit.
Your love is strong. Your love is deep.
Did anyone just receive your hearing in your left ear? Did it just open up anybody? If you did, come forward. We need ministers to come and prophetically minister to these on the platform and on these empty seats. So if you're here and you operate in that level, please come. Left ear just opened up. In Jesus' name, if that's you, would you come? I just saw somebody that had difficulty bending over in your lower back, and suddenly now you're able to do it, but you didn't test it yet. Just test it, and you'll see that that pain is gone. God is healing kind of like above the tailbone. So right above the tailbone, if you're being healed there, amen, you're being healed there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oppressive dreams, interrupted sleep, inability to maintain sleep throughout the night. We're just going to believe God for the healing in your life that way. If you have that issue, just come to the front. We want to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Oppressive thoughts and dreams, especially at night. The nightmares, the night fear. Amen. We're just going to believe God. Those things are going now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a growth on somebody's right knee, like a bump. And God wants to heal that. If that's you, we want to pray for you. So come on up front to the front. Is there someone here with, I kept getting scalp, your hair, something with your scalp or your head on the exterior, some kind of disease or itching or something. I don't know what it is, but that's kind of an odd one. But anyway, that's what I felt impressed. So we just want to pray for you right now in Jesus' name and believe God for healing. Anybody with that left ear that opened up or the lower back, that you now move freely without pain? Anyone in that like that? Okay. All right. Amen. Good. God bless you. Amen. All right. And what about some kind of a bump or growth on the right knee? And you're checking it and you're saying, you know what? Man, that thing is gone. That thing is gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody on the right knee? Okay. How about while we're ministering a testimony of what God is showing you, real quickly, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but a testimony of what God has shown you. Maybe if you've had prophetic ministry and you received a word and that just broke something open, and now you're seeing direction in your life, you're seeing the victory, and this is an amazing night for you. So we want you to tell us. We want to hear and give God the glory. Amen. So come on up. And just turn that down just a little bit. Tell us what's happening.
okay, I've been going through a real dry season. I mean, really, I felt like I was in a cocoon, just wrapped in this cocoon, and I prayed, and I've been praying for the Lord to take me out of the cocoon and let me be the butterfly that He wants me to be. And then I come up here, and Geraldine said, God said that He's going to take you out of the cocoon and you're going to be the butterfly. Then Pastor Troy come up and said he seen me as a locust in the summer when it's in the shell and then the shell's just hanging there. I come out of the shell, the locust shell. I'm just praising God because I'm free.
Amen. Wow, that's awesome. All right. Anybody else? Did you come up for prayer? Specific prayer? Oh, you want to talk? Okay. Come here. What did God show you?
When I was a young teen, God basically says we are supposed to be the salt of the earth and be the light of the earth and shed light into the darkness, all darkness. He brought me back to a place where me and another person was face to face with death. We were at battle. This person was an addict, but that wasn't the worst thing that was plaguing him. We all hear about Satan and how he does what he does. But what we are dumb about is the other dark forces in this world that are equally as dark. Things that don't play by the same rules that even Satan himself has to play by. That the person that I was fighting against for my life was possessed by demons. Gave me the victory, but this guy, we are not educated about other darker forces. And we need to be more educated about these things.
Okay. You have more power over you, don't you? In Jesus' name. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome, man. Thank you. Amen. Anybody else? You got something? Just real quick.
I thank God for today, man. Since like 2 years ago, I stepped on a nail and God healed me. I'm saying the doctor told me I can't walk. I said I'm walking by faith, by sight. Thanks for God. And Eric prayed for me. He came there to visit me. And all, God bless you. God doing good for me. I'm ready to do God's work. Amen.
Right now, visions. God wants to give visions. So it's not necessarily a literal vision, but an impression, image, a thought. And I think Doug started it out with his vision of the valley. And the Lord is revealing pictures, images. And so right now, would you just lift your hands up and receive that from the Lord just for a second? Come on, let's just create that atmosphere, Father. Impress images, thoughts, impressions, Lord, upon our hearts. Show us, God, with a picture. Father, thank you how you have healed, how you have restored, how you have renewed, Father, all over this room right now, God, that you are doing restorative things very quickly. Thank you, Lord, very quickly. Very quickly. God wants to do quick works. Quick works. I mean, even tonight works. Over with. Done. And you're moving on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Another testimony? Do you have a testimony, Christine?
Earlier when we were, before we started prophesying over each other, and I was praying, and God was showing me, He was showing me the walls around Jericho, and He was showing me them crumbling, and He was showing me that He was showing me Lorraine. He was showing me this region that was, we're his children. And he's letting us, he's tearing down the walls to everything that, all the evil that's been held inside. And he's going to bring us into a new city. A new city so we can start fresh. We can start fresh. And the clouds open. And a beam of ray of light from heaven shines down. And it just shines on this region. Gives new hope to this region. It just brings light to the darkness in each and every person, each and every home, each and every person that had anything lost, lost inside of them, that felt lost, that felt like they didn't have a place. This will be their home. This is a new home for us. This is a new beginning. All of those walls that have been keeping all of that darkness in, he's tearing it down, exposing it, so that we can go into a new city. He loves us so much. He loves us. And as this happens, I see like dogwood petals, like just floating from the sky like snowflakes, just new blossoms just raining down from heaven, just beauty, just pure beauty.
Amen. Beautiful things. That's right. Beautiful things. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful things. Yeah, a testimony. I'm sorry.
Okay. I have a testimony. I've raised two of my grandchildren. It always seemed like I was always walking through a fog and I never could see clearly. And no matter what I tried to do, it always seemed like it turned out the wrong way. And the prayer that I received tonight let me know that it was me that was in the way. And I need to step out of the way and let God take control. So I learned my lesson, because it's been such a hard, hard thing with the boys. And they're good boys, but it just seems like everything that I try to do for them, it always got messed up. So I thank the church so much for having this tonight, and I was able to make it here, and I have a new beginning with them, and I just praise the Lord for it, and I can see clearly now.
Well, even as you spoke that, I felt a prompting that said the things that have been so hard are going to suddenly become so easy. Amen. Have you had anything so hard in your life? Maybe you should grab hold of that word right there. And so I just speak easy over you. Amen. I decree easy over every person where it's been so hard. I say it's going to be so easy. Hallelujah. So easy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where it's been cloudy, it's going to be clear. Thank you, Lord. Clear, vibrant, sharp, open, without hindrance. If you receive that, come on, receive it now. Thank you, Lord. I receive it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. That's awesome. Testimony? Yes.
As I was laying in the presence of the Lord, it was very personal. Especially when it comes to the Samaritan woman at the well, because for many, many years, God has been giving me that scripture. And now, for such a time as this, he's showing me, yes, he's my husband, and he's all I ever need. And as I was laying before the Lord, he showed me him grasping my hand. I was in a beautiful white, flouncy dress, and we were walking through a beautiful woods, and he led me to a lake, and the sun was shining bright, and the reflection of the sun was on the waters, and the waters were flowing smoothly, and it was like this was his healing waters. He was showing me the healing is here. He's healing us all. We're basking in his presence, And he is here, and his healing is here. And it's awesome to be in his presence.
Thank you, Lord. We just do that now. We just close our eyes. We just lift our hands. And we thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father. Wash over my heart. Wash over my soul. Just turn that up a little bit, Matt. Come on, keep that posture of things.
Touching you, changing you, making all things new.
That's the word we got tonight. It's making all things new. Make all things new, Jesus.
Fresh oil flowing from heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands and
receive. Lift your hands and receive. We just lift our hands and receive, Jesus.
The atmosphere of heaven is touching you right now.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
The atmosphere. Is healing you right now, restoring you,
restoring you, changing you,
making all things new.
Jesus,
it's fresh oil,
fresh oil
flowing from heaven. It's fresh oil.
You're still wanting a word from the Lord. You're just wanting ministry, personal ministry. Please come to the chairs. We're not going to conclude that yet. Sit up here or sit over here and just wait, and somebody will come and minister to you. You're looking for a personal ministry. Did you have a testimony?
Your future is bright.
As I was laying on the floor, it was God reminded me of this vision he had showed me. And in this vision, I was on this shore, and nothing, far as you could see, was nothing but water. And I began to run towards the water. And as I ran towards the water and began to, I even was running on the inside. My foot was touching the bottom, but the water never went up over my head. And I just feel impressed that the Lord is saying some of us are running too fast. And what he wants to do, because in the dream, as I was running so fast, an angel came and caught me in his arms. And when he caught me in his arms, he looked me in my eyes and he said, "If you want me to, I'll let you go." And tonight, some of us might be running too fast. Some of us might be running so fast that you're running past God. But God said, "I just want to hold you in my arms that you can redeem the time of the things that you passed up as you was running." And I think the Lord is just healing people from running too fast tonight. He says, "Slow down. You're in the right place. You're in the right timing. You're in the right moment for God to just do what he wanted to do. For such a time as this, he have had you to come to this place. This is your healing. This is where the healing begins, even tonight for some of you. Some of you have been running so long that God said, even tonight, I'm going to take every wound, every circumstance, every situation that you've been through, and it's going to be like you never went through it before. And I just release that tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're healing the wounds of the heart of your people. Those that have been running too fast, Father God, I ask you to just allow the angel just to swoop them up in his arms, Father God, and give them wisdom and revelation, knowledge of the things that you desire for them to do. And I thank you, Father, that you got us in a place for such a time as this, that you can speak to our minds and speak to our hearts, give us revelation and wisdom in the hidden things that's been hidden for a long time in our lives. And we just give you glory and honor and praise for that right now in Jesus' name.
Matt, do me a favor and put Chris's tune on. Man, thank you, Lord. Okay, I got some more testimonies. All right, what's happening, brother?
Hey, as I was laying here worshiping the Lord, I was just asking him to shower us with his love. And he spoke a word to me. He says, "My dear, dear son, I love you." And it's just such a great feeling to know that you're at peace with God and that he loves you, because then you become empowered to go out, because you're no longer timid, because you know that you have the love of God on you, and that's all you really need. So as I just begin to have that great feeling, the Lord told me to walk around and just declare his love over the people and for the people to be filled with his love. And as I begin to worship him, he showed me the people of God running. And it's funny that he just talked about running. The people of God were running after God, and God would turn around and just like open his arms up, and then it would just like engulf you. And then as I begin to worship again, the Lord showed me like a tornado. It was just going really fast. And the people of God, I don't know what those rides are called at the fair. We used to lay and it spins you around. The people were in the tornado like that, just spinning fast and fast, but it was a safe place. And the Lord revealed to me that it wasn't that many people there. And the message he's trying to send is, you know, let God consume you. Let him just engulf you. And that's really a safe place. You know, you could look at things in the Bible and they blow your mind, but that's the way it's really supposed to be. And the Lord said, just continue to pursue after him and really ask for him to engulf you.
One more here. Artemis.
Thanks, God. Oh, wow. I don't know where to start, so I'm going to start where it comes out. First of all, I feel like, Lord, hold them back until I finish, please. The tears. I feel like I have been such an offense to so many. Anybody I have offended in any way, shape, form, or fashion, be word, thought, or deed, please forgive me. Because I've been going through so much, and God has been carrying me. So many things have been happening, both positive and negative, both good and bad. Let me start with some of the good stuff. I'm 62 years old. I'm getting ready to go to college. I'm going to go on scholarship again, the same way I did when I was 19. Oh, I just passed. Got to take that math test and that English test, and I passed the English test. And they said, "Oh, you did okay. You're going to be in English 10-10. And I passed the math test. They said, "You're going to be in a math 11-90. I said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You up there?" I said, "Well, that's got to be God." This is just some of the good stuff. I've been believing God to move from where I'm at, and I did something that allowed the devil caused me to do. This guy came up in front of my house, my apartment building, one of the individuals I've been having, let's say, words with in my building, and he got in my face like this, Pastor, and he was spitting in my face and calling me out of my name. He's the same color, but he was calling me out of my name, you know? And I hit him. And then all of a sudden, three other folks in the building showed up. Oh, now all of a sudden, I call the cops, but the cops said they should put me in jail because I shouldn't have hit him. But he was all in my face, Pastor, so I lost it physically. My whole point is that I was delivered from that, and I saw myself the way I shouldn't be and the way I should be. And so much good God is doing for me, even in my shortcomings. And I have to praise God for that. And I have to say, if anyone has anything against me in any way, shape, form, or fashion, please come to me. And I ask you your forgiveness, because I've been at this church for the last almost 3 years, and so many great things God has delivered me from. Pastor even commissioned me to do something. I'm going to need to talk to him, and I haven't completed that. But I want to thank him for his patience and his love and all the things that he's trusted me with. And praise God, I'm gonna be different. Yes. And thank you, everybody, for this opportunity. I could go on, but I'm not going to. Too many of us are here.
All right. Amen. As people are receiving personal ministry, I want us to give God thanks. I'm going to move on. Is that okay? Because I just feel like I need to move on. I want to give God thanks. Is there something, Tina, that I'm supposed to do? Okay. You guys are ministering over there. All right. And put that tune on. It's called Obsession. And I just want you in this atmosphere to thank God for a word that you got, a touch from heaven that you received, someone else's revelation, miracle, or vision. Just the presence of God. And we don't want to leave this place without saying thank you. There were 10 lepers that Jesus healed. One came back and said thank you. He became whole. Your wholeness tonight is in your gratitude and your thanksgiving. So can I get you to encourage one another? Come on. To thank him that he is our obsession. Come on, let's just stand up and just join in worship. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's press in this last couple of minutes together. Go ahead, turn it up, man.
There's a madness in my being. It's the wind that blows the tree. Thank you.
burning.
It burns for you.
We want to be flames.
And oh, forever, keep me burning, keep me burning,
light the
with
fire,
the fire
Lord.
Of your love. And oh, forever, keep me burning, keep me burning, with the fire of your love.
I want to burn for you. Thank you, Lord. We lift our voice and thank you, Lord. Oh, we lift our voice and thank you, Lord. We lift our voice and praise you, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. Oh, we glorify you, oh Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. The disciples on the road to Emmaus, after they had had their eyes opened and had an encounter with Jesus, they said, did not our hearts burn within us? And when he revealed to us the word of the Lord in the scripture. So my prayer tonight is that we leave this room with our hearts burning within us. And we want to announce to you on November 24th, we'll have a gathering similar to this in the East. You're all welcome. Many of the East partners are here already tonight. If you're East, wave at me if you're East. Look at all the East. Oh my gosh. Half of the people are from the East. Lord Jesus, y'all are burning. Burning with Jesus. And then in December, we're going to turn two of our midweek meetings into soaking meetings. So that'll be Wednesday night, Thursday nights in December. And we'll turn those into soaking nights as well. Did you want to say something, Tina?
Lee was sharing with, Lee was sharing with me that she heard about Lorraine and these 12 people that were overdosed with some kind of China heroin that has hit our city, and several of those people have died over the weekend because of that. So we've got to just pull the agree.
Let's agree and decree. Amen. And we pray for the Philippines tonight as well. Come on. Father, we lift up our voices. Come on, pray against this China cocaine, whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, we curse a spirit of death. We curse it. Come on, lift up your voice. One accord. Come on, in one accord, let's decree. Let's believe. Tonight, Father, we bind a spirit of death in this city and in this region. And thank you, Lord. We speak life. We speak life and glory and power and a release of your fire in this place, Lord. Let your fire burn, God, in this city. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, God, we thank you for the Philippines, and we pray, God, anointing and blessing and the power of God in that place, Lord. Show yourself strong, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Love on somebody. We'll see you next time. God bless you. Good night. Drive safe.